You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Friday greeted participants in a conference promoted by the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences titled Luther 500 Years Later. The Pope expressed his gratitude to God for the conference and called it a working of the Holy Spirit. Devin Watkins reports.
Gratitude to God and surprise, Pope Francis said, were his first responses upon hearing of the conference on the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther presenting his 95 Theses. He called the initiative promoted by the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences praiseworthy and said not long ago a meeting like this would have been unthinkable.
Tocchiamo con mano I frutti dell'azione dello Spirito Santo.
Truly we are experiencing the results of the working of the Holy Spirit, the Pope said, who overcomes every obstacle and turns conflicts into occasions for growth in communion. He noted that the title of the joint document commemorating the fifth centenary of Luther's reform is From Conflict to Communion. Pope Francis went on to say he is happy such an historical event has given scholars an opportunity to study those events together.
Profondamente seri sulla figura di Lutero.
He said serious research into the figure of Luther and his critique of the church of his time and the papacy certainly contributes to overcoming the atmosphere of mutual distrust and rivalry that for all too long marked relations between Catholics and Protestants. The Holy Father said an attentive and rigorous study free of prejudice and polemics is the correct way to find all that was positive and legitimate in the Reformation, while distancing ourselves from errors, extremes, and failures, and acknowledging the sins that led to the division.
Che il passato non può essere cambiato.
He said the past cannot be changed, but it is possible to engage in a purification of memory, that is, to tell that history differently. In conclusion, Pope Francis offered his prayers for the successful outcome of the conference. He then invited all to offer one another forgiveness for the sin committed by those who have gone before us, and together to implore from God the gift of reconciliation and unity. I'm Devin Watkins.